VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed an evacuation is underway of civilians at a steel plant in the bombed-out city of Mariupol. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The United Nations says the long-awaited evacuation of people from a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol is finally underway. UN humanitarian spokesman Saviano Abreu told the Associated Press the evacuation from the Azovstal steel plant was being done with the International Committee for the Red Cross and in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. On Friday, Yulia Fedusyuk, the wife of an Azov regiment fighter, told the AP the soldiers in the steel plant should be allowed to evacuate as well.
Of soldiers matter too, and we can't talk only about civils, and we are hoping that we can rescue the soldiers too.
Up to 1,000 civilians and an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian fighters were believed to be hunkered down beneath the Soviet-era steel plant. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi pledged continued U.S. support for Ukraine when she met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev, revealing the unannounced visit the day after, while Moscow said it had struck at weapons supplied by Western nations in the country's south. With fighting stretching along a broad front in southern and eastern Ukraine, some civilians have reached the relative safety of a temporary camp in Russian-held territory after being evacuated from the bombed-out ruins of the steelworks in the city of Mariupol. The strategic eastern port city on the Azov Sea has endured the most destructive siege of the war, with Pope Francis, in implicit criticism of Russia, telling thousands of people about it in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas to push back black-clad anarchists who ransacked business premises in the French capital Paris on Sunday during May Day protests against the policies of newly re-elected President Emmanuel Macron. Thousands of people joined May Day marches across France in which they called for salary increases and for Macron to drop his plan to raise the retirement age. Most were peaceful, but violence broke out in one part of Paris where windows were broken and garbage bins set on fire. Police said activists had even attacked firemen trying to put out fires. Police responded by firing tear gas. About 250 rallies were organized in Paris and other cities. Italy and Greece ease COVID-19 restrictions as they prepare for the summer tourism season. AP correspondent Naomi Shane has more.
The popular European summer destinations prepare for peak season after two economically difficult years. Greek aviation authorities announced that proof of vaccination and a negative test are no longer needed for international domestic flights. In Italy, similar health passes are no longer required when entering restaurants and other venues. But public health officials stress that the pandemic is still not over and ask citizens to remain diligent. Italy, which was once the epicenter of Europe's outbreak, is still reporting around 700 cases and more than 100 deaths per day. I'm Naomi Shannon.
In the U.S., New York's Broadway drops its proof of vaccination requirement, instead leaving that decision up to individual theaters. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Broadway League says beginning in May, the owners and operators of all 41 Broadway theaters will no longer be required to check for vaccination status, but can do that if they choose. However, the league is extending the mask requirement at least through the end of May, and says it will revisit that policy at the end of this month. Several shows, including Macbeth, Plaza Suite, and The Music Man, have canceled performances in recent months after cast members tested positive for COVID. Julie Walker, New York.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed an evacuation is underway of civilians at a steel plant in the bombed-out city of Mariupol. It comes after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi pledged continued U.S. support for Ukraine when she met President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev, revealing the unannounced visit the day after, while Moscow said it had struck at weapons supplied by Western nations in the country's south. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Hits only the voice.